This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is a picture of tight security today outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu, with American staff members inside facing a deadline to leave the country. China yesterday ordered the facility in Sichuan province to shut down in response to a U.S. dictate that Beijing close its consulate in Houston, Texas. The actions have tightened tensions between the world's two largest economies. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo calls the Houston consulate a hub of Chinese spying and intellectual property theft. As was the case in Houston, the U.S. mission in Chengdu was given 72 hours to get its people out. Thousands held a march today in the Russian far eastern city of Khabarovsk, the third straight weekend of protests aimed at President Vladimir Putin's handling of a regional political crisis. At its center, this month's detention of the popular regional governor, Sergei Fergal, on murder charges, allegations he denies. His supporters say Fergal's arrest was politically motivated, that he's being punished for defeating a candidate from the ruling pro-Putin United Russia Party in 2018. Singapore's 68-year-old Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong today named a largely unchanged cabinet following an election win this month. Lee said because of the pandemic, he may delay his plan to step down. Reuters reports that dozens of countries have seen record single-day increases in coronavirus infections over the past week, about double the number of the previous week. The United States, Brazil, and India have by far suffered the most from the pandemic, with nearly 8 million cases and 260,000 deaths among them. But there are new outbreaks being reported every day. Take Ukraine. It's reported 1,100 new COVID cases within a 24-hour period, the highest daily toll since late June. Health Minister Maxime Stepanov says over 200 people have been hospitalized and told an online briefing, quote, it means their lives are under threat, and we have to understand this disease is very serious. Ukraine's total number of cases is more than 65,000, with 1,600 lives lost. This is VOA News. Vietnam today is back on high alert for COVID after health authorities in the central city of Da Nang detected the first locally transmitted case in 3 months. Vietnam has yet to record a single coronavirus death. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, has recorded 357 new COVID-19 infections overnight, up from 300 yesterday, along with its highest daily death toll of 7. Australia has escaped the high COVID numbers of other countries, but recent flare-ups have raised anxieties. Melbourne, the country's second largest city, is under a 6-week lockdown, and the border between Victoria and New South Wales remains closed. The worldwide Johns Hopkins numbers at this hour are approaching 15.8 million coronavirus infections, with a loss of nearly 640,000 lives. The United States recorded more than 1,000 virus fatalities for the fourth straight day yesterday. Still, a top White House advisor on the pandemic, Dr. Deborah Birx, said she saw signs the worst could be over in hard-hit southern and western states. But she also warned the current outbreaks could move north and is already appearing in larger numbers in such states as Tennessee, Missouri, and Arkansas, along with some areas of the East Coast. Total cases across the U.S. have risen by at least 68,800 to 4.1 million, with 145,000 deaths. The numbers are being driven in large part by surges in infections in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. Between them, those states have recorded almost 1.4 million infections and more than 46,000 fatalities. Yesterday, Florida alone reported 12,000 new cases. Meanwhile, Trump administration officials are pushing for school children to return to in-class instruction. But there's been heavy pushback from parents, local school districts, and teachers, with many accepting the need for either remote learning or a limited number of days per week in classrooms. Congress is struggling to produce a new pandemic economic relief bill under the pressure of a deadline for the end of the current law, which provides enhanced unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who have either lost their jobs or been furloughed since the COVID outbreak began. Democrats want to extend a $600 a week bonus in place. Republicans want that number cut down to around $400, arguing it's important to avoid making unemployment more profitable than going back to work. Australia has joined the United States in arguing that Chinese territorial claims in the South China Sea do not comply with international law. In a declaration filed at the United Nations, Australia said it rejected China's maritime claims around contested islands in the South China Sea as being inconsistent with the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.